It's your host, Nine, and this is Season 2.
Gives us 2020 vision. We move space and time. Say it with me. We have risen.
Yo, 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 yo. On this episode, we talk about taking back our throne, baby. Yeah. And what does that mean when we say take back your throne?
We have risen.
Yeah, it means we have risen. And it is time to take back what we gave away, whether we knew it or not. But truly, truly, what this is about is my new single, Take Back Your Throne, is gonna be out on December 12th. Okay, so that's 2 days from now. You'll be able to listen to Take Back Your Throne on every major streaming platform there is. And actually, Take Back Your Throne is the song that I was discussing in yesterday's podcast, where I woke up in 2018 and I had a whisper in my ear that said, wake up. And then all these lyrics just came out. And the song has actually transformed throughout the years. And I'm really, really excited with how it came out. I'm even playing the didgeridoo, y'all. Yes, I am. I am playing it in the most unconventional way. Don't expect to hear it sound the way that you think it does. I actually made a beat with it. Because that's how I didgeridoo. But anyway, I'm so, so, so excited for you to hear it. In fact, I'm going to play a little snippet of it for you right now. Are y'all ready? Here is a little piece of Take Back Your Throne.
Wake up. Is it real? Are the stars calling out my name? Is that you I feel? We've been searching high and low, trying to find our place. When the reality is, the clues we missed were right there in front of our face. Can't you see the birds in the sky spread their wings as they fly, as they sing their joyous song? Take my hand, reach out for me. Can't you see love will never lead you wrong? And even if the world around tries to break us down, just remember to stay strong. And I can't find the words to say your heart's safe with me, so I put it in this song. So listen.
Hey. Woo! I can't wait for y'all to hear the rest. Go ahead and follow me on Spotify. I'll have the link in the description for you to follow me on Spotify. Follow me on Apple Music if that's where you listen to music. I'll have the link in the description for that. If you listen to your music on Deezer, I'll have the link in the description for you to follow me on Deezer. I'm really proud of how this song came out. And I just can't wait to get your feedback on what you think of the song. All right. So we're actually going to have some really cool contests with it because I want you to share your feedback with me on social media. All right. But let's talk about taking back your throne, okay? And what does that mean, really? For one thing, to understand how to take back your throne, the number one thing that you have to understand first is who you are. I know you might listen to that and go, of course I know who I am. But here's the thing. A lot of people don't know who they really are. Like, what really makes you tick? because it's different for each person. And a lot of the ways that we were brought up was for us to like things that everyone else liked, for us to do things that everyone else were doing. And that's not us. So when you think about the things that you're doing right now, does it make you happy? How does it make you feel? If you were to do an energy audit, this is actually something that I recommend, doing an energy audit on your energy while you're doing specific tasks and see what do you feel like? Because your body is going to tell you if it's in alignment with your soul. If you pause while you're watching a certain movie or you're doing a certain task or you're listening to a certain song and you notice that your body is tense, it's full of anxiety, that's not in alignment with you. Tension is not alignment. But if you notice that you're happy, like you just feel good, it makes you feel good, and it actually gives you energy, that's something that might be more in alignment for you. So that's something that I recommend for you to start doing. Start doing energy audits, okay? And just take the time to breathe and be in that moment in what you're doing and feel everything in your body. You can even close your eyes and visualize that you're scanning your body to see how relaxed you are, how much energy you have. And that's going to tell you if that's in alignment with you. Because in this world that we live in, people are constantly pushing their realities on us. Okay? And it's up to you to understand what's in alignment with your soul and create your own reality. All right? And how you do that is, yes, if someone comes and they have an idea and it feels good to you, then maybe that is something that is a part of your reality too. But there are some people who are going to come to you and their ideas just don't feel right to you. That might not be in alignment with your soul. And that's when you have to learn boundaries. All right? This is how you create your reality. Knowing yourself and understanding what's in alignment and creating boundaries so that you have less of things in your life that are out of alignment. Now, here's the thing. Most of us have been out of alignment for so long that you actually have to go through things that are out of alignment to get back into alignment. All right? So if you're so out of alignment that you got to backtrack through out of alignment, then, you know, do what you have to do. But know that you should also be finding the things that bring you joy, the things that relax your soul, the things that excite your soul. Create your reality with those. Every day, ask yourself, what am I going to do that brings me joy? Actually, when I was in the Ozarks, I met someone, and he did that every day. He wrote out a list of things that he had to do that day, and he ordered them in the amount of joy that it brought him. And he did all the things that brought him joy. And I was like, oh, we can do that, huh? And it completely changed my life. So write out the things that bring you joy and make a list every day to do at least one thing that brings you joy until you can get to the point where everything in your life is bringing you joy. That's how you take back your throne. So, December 12th, Take Back Your Throne will be streaming on every major streaming platform. Make sure you share it with your friends, because this song is a part of the Stream to Rebuild initiative. And Stream to Rebuild initiative is an initiative by Trinity Media. And what it does is we're actually giving a percentage of every stream to a fund to rebuild communities that are affected by natural disasters. All right? So for this particular song, 10% of all streaming revenue is actually going to go into a fund to help those who have been affected by natural disasters. All right? So the more streams it gets, the more it can help. So you can donate to those who are affected by natural disasters just by listening to some dope music and sharing it. All right? Share it on TikTok. Share it on Facebook. Share it on Instagram. Share it on Snapchat. Share it through email. You can share it everywhere. Share it with friends. Text it to your friends. I'm serious. Share it, share it, share it. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for joining me on the Intune Instrument Podcast. With each podcast, we are tuning our frequencies to be more in tune with our creator self. So, until the next episode, pay attention, use discernment, and stay in tune. I'll talk to y'all later. We have risen.